You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Last night's primary loss by U.S. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor has some observers saying that any opportunity to pass immigration reform in the current Congress is gone. That's even though Cantor's public expressions seem to indicate he wasn't exactly a supporter of reform, and that didn't keep his opponent from saying Cantor was pro-amnesty. So where does this leave immigration reform in Washington? Tamar Jacoby, president of Immigration Works USA, joins me for a few minutes. Hi, Tamar.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. So it seems confusing. So where did Eric Cantor stand on immigration reform?
Well, it is confusing, okay. So, but Eric Cantor was supportive of parts of immigration reform. We know that he was writing a House version of the DREAM Act, but he was careful and skeptical about some other pieces and didn't think that the House should go too fast. So, you know, I think he was in a place where I don't need to psychoanalyze him. I think he was the people who he was the supporter, but he wasn't a starry-eyed supporter or an unequivocal supporter. But you know, I think his loss had to do with a lot of things. It wasn't just immigration. It's a blow to immigration. There's no kidding. There's no question that, you know, this is going to certainly change the calendar on how we do immigration. But I think the loss had to do with a lot of different things. And, you know, I'm just coming off the Hill. Obviously, everyone's talking about it today. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, everyone is kind of understanding that immigration played into it, but it also had to do with the fact that there's a conflict between being in leadership and representing your district, because he's been, I think in the past couple of years, he's been in, you know, 200 different districts raising money for other candidates when he could have been at home at the town hall in his district.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that he wasn't at home in the town hall in his district started to get noticed. I think there are many, and, you know, there's obviously Americans are unhappy with Congress, gridlock, it hasn't done things. Leadership is a lightning rod for that. There are a lot of things that played into this that weren't just immigration. There's still no question it's going to slow us down on immigration, but let's not exaggerate the role that immigration plays in it.
And what do you think about how this could or could not change House Speaker John Boehner's approach?
Well, look, again, I think there's no question that this changes the calendar. You know, the Republican Party has all, and House Republicans in particular, have always faced this difficult navigation between the national imperative to get it done and the national imperative to be part of the solution for political reasons and also because it's a problem that has to get solved, and the local imperative of the primary voters who are dead set against. That's always been a tricky navigation, and the House Republicans have been, you know, moving toward being supportive and more becoming supportive, and Boehner's been trying to get it done, and they've been doing that navigation. Again, this just shows us how hard it is, but it's another moment where you don't want to exaggerate how much it played into the defeat, because, you know, we're doing that calculation. How do we go between this rock and the hard place? If you exaggerate how big the rock is, you're going to have a hard time getting through. So, you know, it's very important to understand here, I guess, how much of a role the immigration did and didn't play, and understand that still going forward, we still have that national imperative to get it done. We got to figure out how to navigate between the rock and the hard place.
Well, I mean, based on what you know, and you know a lot, what steps could be taken going forward? Does this make it more likely that incremental, what some people like to call piecemeal approach, goes forward? I guess I want to know if you're optimistic about some aspect getting done this year.
It's always dangerous to predict from the moment and the morning after, right? the most optimistic thing I'll say is that I believe that what Paul Ryan has been saying recently is right. It's not about if, it's about when. Does this change the when and set us back? You know, of course it does to some degree, let's be honest. We've just got to come out of the hole and figure out how to help people understand that yes, it played in here, but it wasn't really, there were a lot of other factors, you know, and let's not generalize from one race where, you know, maybe where mistakes were made. You know, let's be honest, that pollster was making some mistakes and some mistakes were made, and where a leader was not, didn't have time to spend enough time in his district.
Tamar, a minute or so left. At the same time, Senator Lindsey Graham, people have said this after last night, he had a would expect to be a tough primary race that turned out to not be tough at all. And he's been way out front as part of the Gang of Eight in the Senate. So, as you said, it's tough to put immigration reform on this, but does that indicate that, that people look at senators different, or are we just saying South Carolina, Virginia, who knows?
Well, I think it's a you know, there are many factors, right? No two races are alike, and certainly these two are nothing alike. So, in 30 seconds, I can't tell you the difference between okay. the South Carolina Senate and Virginia 8th. But your general point is right. Elections are local, and you know, again, let's not be. I'm not in denial. Immigration played some role in this, but let's sort out how much of a role, so that we don't exaggerate how much weight to put on that, and the party still has to do the hard work of figuring out how to navigate between those two things, the primary voters who are skeptical and the national imperative to get it done. That hasn't changed.
Tamar Jacoby is president of Immigration Works USA. Tamar, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me on.